Scotches.
Okay. It's Gimel Nisan, April 8th. We're at the end of a section page, Tzadi Dalet. We've learned about Chesed. Chesed requires work, requires working on the empathy side of it, requires working on the work side of it. The giving, and you need Siyata Deshmaya to do it appropriately. That a person is supposed to push himself beyond his natural chesed inclination. It's like in learning. There's an amount that I can naturally learn, and then I feel like I'm maxed out, and the goal is to push that and push that further. So with chesed also, this is about how benevolent or about how caring a person naturally feels, and the avodah of chesed is pushing that further. So there's a final addendum here. There's another thing in chesed, which is adding to the quality of the actions. And he's a little bit esoteric here. Ulam zoi avoda l'gdolei olam. Hazochem l'malos is kol olam kulo chesed. This is an avoda for great people, the greatest people in the world, who fill the whole world with chesed. Kazos ra'inu etzel bal chazonish tzatzal. We saw the things of this nature by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was the address for everything, for clarity in Torah, but also just for people's needs. He was an unbelievable Baal Chesed. And the fact that he was the address for all the Torah problems and all the personal problems makes the latter even greater. Who among us didn't benefit from his Chesedim? Volba wrote this Sefer more than 50 years ago. Chazon Ish was Nifter in the 50s. Im ba'ofan yashir, im ba'akifin. Whether in a direct way or in a roundabout fashion. Hatzola v'yeshua v'matzava yiyush v'inyana misuvachim. Salvation and help in circumstances that were despondent, that were beyond repair and complicated matters. This was nothing less than a mighty avoda of Mesiras Nefesh. First of all, from his side, it came from a tremendous avoda, and also that he had divine help, that a person who is meritorious, so they give him help and they provide for him the opportunities. Min HaShemayim. We have no choice but to be machanach ourselves for chesed. Something to study and work on. Ach yotus lanu ladash yeshnen dargos gavoh shal avodah v'chesed v'davka zoi avodosim shal gadoli hadoros. I think he's trying to say don't overextend, commit yourself, but it's good for us to know. I'm not sure if he's saying this because he means it remains as an ideal, or he's saying this because it means don't do too much too fast, but it's Yos means appropriate. It's fitting. It's appropriate for us to know that there are high levels of work in Chesed, and this is the avoda of Gedolei Hadoros. It can be both. It can be an inspiration to do something very high. It can also be an exhortation. Don't try to be the Chazon Ish tomorrow. But we're certainly supposed to work on it. Which brings us to Yira. You'll recall that basically he spoke about Moser, and when we jumped to the actual Midos, the first section was Yira and Chesed together. That Chesed and Yira have the same root. That was very clear from Gemara in Sukkah. And then he spoke about Chesed, and now he's going back to speak about Yira. So, Kemo Shechesed Hu Re'iyas Hazulas, Hakaras Adam Hachai Mechutzali. Just like chesed is seeing others, the zulas means the rest of the world. It's the person's recognition of that which lives, quote-unquote, outside of me. I'm not sure if that word should be low, or he's putting quotation marks, outside of me. Kach ha-yira hi havchonas ha-bore shehu mechutz ali. So too, yira is recognizing the creator who's outside of me. The blind forces that operate within us don't recognize anything but ourselves. The physical body and the spirit that stems from it, meaning often we say spiritual and mean holy, but you can also just say he means the living spirit of a human being. They often call it nefesh habahami, just the it's a person's body and the spirit that's run by the body. Ein lahem ela ritzon haseim shelhem. They have nothing but their own desires. Person who lives a physical life has only his pursuits. Ulam ha'is mazgus bein guf u'neshama, but the blending, the combination of body and soul, hechnisa bein kochos ha'elu koach echot, it brought in among these kochos, among all the things that are really self-centered, it brought in one faculty, one force, instinct. An instinct, ha'omer la'adam, the rasenatzmo, yitzarov, masav, that says to a person to restrain himself in his desires and in his actions. Zoe ha-yira. This is the midah of yira. Yira merasenes esa adam. Yira restrains a person, bridles, holds back. Revolva was considered one of the great chachamim in understanding the depth of human traits, the psychology according to the Torah, and you see it in things like this. He's defining for us that the sense of holding oneself back comes from a different place. It doesn't come from material existence. An animal doesn't really have a sense of yira. A person has a sense of yira that comes, he says, it comes from the neshama. It doesn't come from the physical, or even the physical living spirit. L'chol adam yeshna yira tivizos. Every person has this natural yira. Yeshva adam enu min ha-ma'aminim. You can have that a person is not from among the believers. V'afal pikein ko'ach ha-yira shalo l'chod al-lifol. And nevertheless, the trait of yira has not stopped to operate. I think this is true also, Dennis. You asked a question last week, and the answer can be related to this. Not every trait or even practice of a person is based on a thorough philosophy. Some things that people do in practice don't actually follow from their worldview. They're more instinctive, and those instincts were put there for a reason. When we were learning the third volume of the Geshe Achayim, he quoted Diogenes, who basically told his students, if we really believe what we believe, so when I die, throw my body out in the street. Like, if we don't believe in a soul, then there's no point in respecting me after I'm dead. What he was trying to say is that we do things that aren't consistent with our lack of belief. He's saying the same thing here. A person can have the yira instinct without believing in yira.
Probably inherited. I mean,
it's part of Kadosh Baruch Hu made us that way. Not everything we do and feel comes from, oh, since philosophically I worked out, I believe in this, now I do X. Jews are described as Balei Chesed. Now the philosophy of Chesed comes from the Torah. But you can have it even if your philosophy isn't consistent with that. He's going to say this person will hold himself back. There are people who exercise restraint even if they haven't. They don't really know why. That's what he's talking about. So tomorrow we'll continue.